James Bond took a small blue leather notebook out of his inside pocket and turned the leaves. He stopped turning them. He looked up. At that time, as sidearms, you were carrying a regulation Webley Scott 45 with the serial number 8967362.
It was certainly a Webley. Damn clumsy weapon. Hope they've got something more like the Luger or the Heavy Beretta these days. But I can't say I ever took a note of the number.
The number's right enough, said James Bond. I've got the date of its issue to you by HQ, and the day when you turned it in. You signed the book both times. Major Smythe shrugged.
Well, then it must have been my gun, but...
He put rather angry impatience into his voice.
What, if I may ask, is all this in aid of?
James Bond looked at him, almost with curiosity. He said, and now his voice was not unkind,
You know what it's all about, Smythe.
He paused and seemed to reflect.
Tell you what, I'll go out into the garden for 10 minutes or so. Give you time to think things over. Give me a hail.
He added seriously,
It'll make things so much easier for you if you come out with the story in your own words.
Bond walked to the door into the garden. He turned around.
I'm afraid it's only a question of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. You see, I had a talk with the Foo brothers in Kingston yesterday.
He stepped out onto the lawn. Something in Major Smythe was relieved. Now at least the battle of wits, the trying to invent alibis, the evasions, were over. If this man Bond had got to the Foos, to either of them, they would have spilled the beans. The last thing they wanted was to get him bad with the government. And anyway, there was only about 6 inches of the stuff left. Major Smythe got briskly to his feet and went to the loaded sideboard and poured himself out another brandy and ginger ale, almost 50-50. He might as well live it up while there was still time. The future wouldn't hold many more of these for him. He went back to his chair and lit his 20th cigarette of the day. He looked at his watch. It said 11:30. If he could be rid of this chap in an hour, he'd have plenty of time with his people. He sat and drank and marshalled his thoughts. He could make the story long or short, put in the weather and the way the flowers and pines had smelled on the mountain, or he could cut it short. He would cut it short.